When I'm asked how best a new Christian can study the Bible, my answer starts at a place that may sound a little ridiculous. I'm thinking of one of England's greatest ever Bible students and scholars. And when he was speaking, he was a university professor, and when he was speaking to young preachers, they asked him the similar question. And he said, I would start by reading. And he mentioned a part of Scripture, John's Gospel. Read. How are you going to study the Bible? Well, let me suggest you start reading the Bible. I say this because most people who want to study the Bible, they want a quick fix. They want a book that will tell them all about the Bible in 5 minutes. You've got it. Well, there isn't any such thing. You start by reading the Bible. Now, read it consecutively. A lot of people want to just open it here and there and everywhere, so that today they'll read a psalm, tomorrow they'll read in Romans, the next day they'll read in Genesis, the next day they'll read a little part of Ephesians, or Ecclesiastes, or whatever, and they wonder why they know nothing and never grow. Read the Bible consecutively. Stick to a plan. There are various good Bible reading plans available. But when you get to reading, then start to study. I turned out some time ago a little leaflet called The Ten Commandments of Bible Study to deal with this very thing, where you read a passage and then you start going through it again, asking certain questions. For example, and I would recommend, write down the answers. What does it teach me about God? Read it again, find out all that it does teach you about God. Specifically, what does it teach me about Christ? What are the doctrines that are listed or noted in this chapter of the Bible? What are the sins that here I find that I should avoid? What are the virtues that I should seek to emulate? Who are the chief characters in this chapter? Things like that. And when you have done that chapter after chapter after chapter, it'll become more like second nature as you're reading the Bible to read it analytically like this. Now, this is just a start. There are other ways to study the Bible. And you can study the doctrines, you can study the books. There are many ways to study the Bible, but start by reading, getting a real knowledge of the content of the Bible. And then, chapter by chapter, take these 10 commandments of Bible study, and we'll be glad to supply them free to anybody who wants them, and put them into practice, and you'll be amazed at how quickly the Word of God becomes a living part of your life, and what you write down in answer to these questions then becomes the basis of your prayer life. When you're approaching God, it's God as he's just been revealed to you in Scripture. It's praising him for Christ as you've just found him in Scripture. When you're confessing sin, it's in the light of the Scripture that has just spoken to your conscience, and things of that nature. So read the Bible, and then chapter by chapter, analyze it to find out what it's teaching in these basic areas. Once you've done that, then you'll begin to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.